Isn't that lovely stuff? Simon Mayer there from his album Winter with Mandolins and the traditional Christmas carol, Saw Three Ships. You've obviously sussed by now that this is a very different programme. It's going to be devoted entirely to songs and music about Christmas, because the season being in it, ho ho ho, how jolly I am, and various other things, I thought we'd have a nice little shufty through some great Christmas music. So, to kick us off, something suitably restrained and subdued and serious for the time that's in it is Roaring Jelly with Family Christmas.
Do you remember when the AA men saluted us as we drove by? All on our way to a family Christmas. Patrolman Mike on a yellow motorbike helped us change a wheel in the rain. Then on the road again to a family Christmas. Oh, oh,
oh,
whatever happened to the good old family Christmas? At the reunion, everyone was full of happiness and cheer. And all through the year, they said they'd missed us. When evening came, we played party games, 'cause Grandma didn't have TV. Then we'd go and see the high street lights of Christmas. Oh,
oh,
oh, whatever happened to the good old family Christmas?
Christmas.
Oh, what a shame they're not together anymore, because I thought they were a great group and they did lots and lots of spiffing songs. That was Family Christmas from Roaring Jelly's album. Well, it's a double album on the Free Reed label, Golden Greats, / The Ramping Cat. Well worth getting your grubby little mitts on. Free Reed have done a great job for folk music in these islands. The 12 Days of Christmas, one of my favourite Christmas carols, sung here by Josiane Clark and Ben Walker from a classic album from 2013 called Midwinter. This lady always introduces their set by saying, "You're in for 40 minutes of miserabilia now." Nothing could be further from the truth, because they're great musicians and she has a beautiful voice.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens, two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five gold rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six geese a-laying, five gold rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five gold rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five gold rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me nine ladies dancing, eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five gold rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me ten lords a-leaping, nine ladies dancing, eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five gold rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Stuff. What a great voice the lass has got. The 12 Days of Christmas from Josiane Clark and Ben Walker, their album Midwinter, out in 2013, a really class album. Now, a couple of lasses who live not too far away from where I am at the moment in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales call themselves Tan Yows, which is local dialect for two sheep. A number of years back, they made an album called Undipped, which I thought was full of really terrific songs, including this one, simply called Wassail. Wassailing in the southwest of this country was the custom of going round the apple orchards over the Christmas period, singing to the trees, playing musical instruments, in theory to drive evil spirits away. And I suppose, in a way, it's a kind of tree worship. Wassailing also covers all kinds of other things, like going from door to door, singing songs at Christmas, Christmas carolling, in other words. Anyway, here's Tan Yeo's with Wassail. Wassail from Tan Yeo's album Undipped. And if you want any information on any of the artists on this show, then just go to my website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find a link through there to all the artists that have ever appeared in any of these shows in the last almost 4 years. Would you believe it's been going that long? You'll also find on the website links through to, well, there's all kinds of stuff, links through to festivals, to folk clubs, to a gallery of pictures. It's a sort of window into the world of folk. And you can also download this show from there and download the other previous 200 and odd shows and keep them on your iPad, your iPhone or your clone or whatever. Now, I'm going to stay in the North Country because there's a great guitarist and a great harpist who travel the world with their music, and they live just down the road in Ilkley. They are Chris Newman, the guitarist, and Myra Nahahesi, the harp player. A few years back, they made an album called Christmas Lights, and from it, this is a beautiful instrumental version of The Holly Bears a Berry, or as they call it, The First Tree in the Greenwood. Some great mandolin playing there. Chris Newman and Maureen O'Hassey from the album Christmas Lights with the First Tree in the Greenwood. Lovely, lovely version of that tune. Now the Fairfield Four, some of you may know from the great film O Brother, Where Art Thou? The Fairfield Four are the guys who were singing that song at the beginning when the chain gang are all working on the railroad, Poor Lazarus. Fantastic song. And the Fairfield Four have been going for more than 90 years. They're not all 90 years old, of course. What it means is that the band itself has been in existence for that time. I'm going to play you a track now from the most recent version of the Fairfield Four. It comes from an album called Tinsel Tunes, More Holiday Treats from Sugar Hill. Sugar Hill is one of the great folk labels of the world, as many of you will know. This is a really fascinating song called The Last Month of the Year. It becomes obvious what it's about once you hear these guys singing. And listen for the deep bass voice of the Fairfield Four. I think it is probably registering about 9 on the Richter scale in the studio here in Yorkshire. It's great.
Well, tell me, when was Jesus born?
You know it was the
last month of the year.
Oh, when was Jesus born?
Oh,
when
was the last month of the year?
When was Jesus born? Last month of the year.
January.
No, no.
February.
No.
March, April, May. Ha, ha, ha.
June, July.
August, September, October, no.
November was the 25th day of the
year. December was the last month of the year.
Tell me, when was Jesus born?
The last month of the year.
Well,
when was Jesus born?
The
last month of the year.
Tell me,
when was Jesus born?
The last month of the year.
January.
No, no.
February.
No.
March, April, May.
Ha, ha, ha.
June, July,
August, September, October, no.
November was the 25th day of the
year. December was the last month of the year.
He was
born of a virgin.
Oh, Lord, he was
wrapped in swaddling clothes.
About God, he was
lying in a manger.
Who was he?
January,
no, no.
February,
no.
March, April, May.
Ha, ha, ha.
June, July,
August, September, October, no.
November was the 25th day of the
year. December was the last month of the
year. Oh, when was Jesus born?
The last month of the year.
Oh, when was Jesus born?
The
last month of the year.
When was Jesus born?
The
last month of the year.
January,
no,
February,
no.
March, April, May.
Ha, ha, ha.
June, July.
August, September, October, no.
November was the 25th day of the
year.
December was the last month of the year.
And then
God called Moses
on the
mountain top.
And then he
stamped his law
down into
Moses' heart.
Then tell me, when was Jesus born?
The last month of the year.
Oh,
when was Jesus born?
Last month of the year.
Oh,
when was Jesus born?
Last month of the year.
January,
no,
February,
no.
March, April, May.
Ha, ha, ha.
June, July.
August, September, October, no.
November was the 25th day of the year.
December was the last month of the year.
I do love that bass voice. It's got to be the closest thing to subsonic sound. I know that's a contradiction in terms, but you know what I mean. The human voice, that must be about the lowest anybody can reach. Something like a 50-cycle hum, I'm sure that was. Brilliant stuff. The Fairfield Four from the album Tinsel Tunes, and that's on the Sugar Hill label. The Last Month of the Year is the name of that spiritual. Great stuff. Got a song now from Cherish the Ladies. And what can I say about them? Only that Joni Madden, the leader of the band, is not just a lady. She is a force of nature. If you've ever seen them, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Great flute and whistle player, and also sings harmony vocals on a lot of their albums. Mary Coogan plays guitar, mandolin, banjo. Mirella Murray from Connemara plays accordion. Kathleen Boyle is on piano, synthesizers, harmony vocals. And on their Christmas album, Christmas in Ireland, they've invited lots of guests, including Nolly Casey on fiddle and viola, and Hannah Rarity on vocals. It is her, I think, singing this beautiful, beautiful version of O Come, All Ye Faithful. This is one of the best versions I've ever heard, I think. On the album Christmas in Ireland, that was Cherish the Ladies with O Come All Ye Faithful. Some beautiful flute playing in there. The whole piece hangs together absolutely magnificently. When I was a little kid, one of my favourite carols was Good King Wenceslas, because I suppose the story of a king going out of his palace to go and give light and food and warmth to a poor man seemed to be what Christmas was all about. Here's that great duo, Broom Besoms, not just to sing the song, but to tell you a little bit about the story.
John Mason Neal in 1853 wrote down these words so we would see. poor man gathering wood in the snow, a poor man shivering, nowhere warm to go, no food for his belly, no shoes for his feet, no wine for his table, no taties or meat. The king walked a long way to help this man, put himself in danger like anyone can. He left a home of comfort to shiver in snow, knowing the warmth of the strength in his heart would grow. Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, as the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel. Then a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel. Hither, page, and stand by me, if thy nose did telling. Yonder peasant, who is he? Where and what is dwelling? Sire, he lives goodly, he kens, underneath the mountain, out along the forest fence, by St. Agnes' fountain. Bring me flesh and bring me wine, bring me pine logs hither. Thou and I shall see him dine when we bring them thither. Page and monarch forth they went, forth they went together. Through the cold wind's wild lament and the bitter weather. Darker now, and the wind grows stronger, fails my heart, I don't know how, but I can go no longer. Mark my footsteps, my good page, tread thou in them boldly, thou shalt find the winter's rage freeze thy blood less coldly. His master's steps he trod, where the snow lay dinted. Heat was in the very sod that the saint had printed. Therefore, Christian men, be sure, wealth and rank possessing, he who'll now bless the poor shall himself find blessing.
King Wenceslas from Broom Besom's album Winterman. Now, there's a tradition in South Yorkshire and North Derbyshire of singing Christmas carols in the pubs. One of the stories I heard was that the churches and chapels didn't particularly like the way that carols were being sung and wanted them sung in a very prescribed way, and the local people just said, "Stuff you, we're going to a pub to sing them," and they've been doing it there ever since. At this present moment, as I'm sitting here, there will be carol singing going on in the Royal Hotel, Dungworth, just northwest, I think it is, of Sheffield. I'm sure it'll be still going on. It started about 12:30, and 5 o'clock on a Sunday, I think they'll still be at it. So, I'm going to play you the Royal Hotel, Dungworth, carol singers singing you Mount Moriah, and that's going to be followed by another pub carol, this one across the border from Lancashire, where there's no such tradition, but where at the Oddfellows pub in Middleton, Lancashire, people meet on a Monday night to sing, play, and have a good time. The Bowron on the second song, The Seven Rejoices of Mary, from the Oddfellows pub, is played by the late and much missed Vinnie Short. So in a few moments, the seven rejoices of Mary, talking about the Virgin Mary's joys in her life. But first of all, here's the Royal Hotel Dungworth, assembled drinkers and singers with Mount Moriah.
And those to sing the seven long verses in honor of Our Lady. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, the heavens are true, sing hallelujah. The next rejoice Our Lady got, it was the rejoice of Creed. It was the rejoice of her dear son when he got the blind to see. Sing glory to Mary, and blessed now is she. And those who sing the seven long verses in honor of Our Lady, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, the heavens are true, sing hallelujah. The next rejoice Our Lady got, it was the rejoice of poor. It was the rejoice of her dear son when he read the Bible lore. Sing glory to Mary, and blessed now is she. And those who sing the seven long verses in honor of Our Lady, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. Next rejoice Our Lady got, it was the rejoice of Christ. It was the rejoice of her dear son when he brought the dead alive. Sing glory to Mary, and blessed now is she. And those who sing the seven long verses in honor of Our Lady, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, the heavens are true, sing hallelujah. The next rejoice Our Lady got, it was the rejoice of six. It was the rejoice of her dear son when he bore the crucifix. Sing glory to Mary, and blessed now is she. And those who sing the seven long verses in honor of Our Lady, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, the heavens are true, sing hallelujah. Next rejoice Our Lady got, it was the rejoice of seven. It was the rejoice of her dear son when he opened the gates of heaven. Sing glory to Mary, and blessed now is she. And those who sing the seven long verses in honor of Our Lady, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, the heavens are true, sing hallelujah.
Seven Rejoices of Mary from the Odd Fellows in Middleton, Lancashire, and that's on an album simply called Odd Fellows. And before that, you heard the carol singers at the Royal Hotel Dungworth near Sheffield singing Mount Moriah, and it's on an album called The Theme, The Song, The Joy, A Feast of Village Carols from the Festival of Village Carols 2002 to 2014. As ever, you'll be able to get details from the website should you so wish. Now, the robin is a bird that we always associate with Christmas. Why? Well, there are various folk tales which tell us about the link with Christmas. One tale tells us that when Jesus was crucified, a robin flew down and plucked a thorn from the crown on his head to relieve some of his suffering. The blood spurted on the breast of the robin, and ever since his breast has remained red. Another story tells how a robin flew into the stables where the baby Jesus was born. Mary and the boy child were sleeping, and the robin noticed that the fire had almost gone out. So he hopped down into the embers and started to fan them back into flame with his wings. While he was doing that, a spark flew out and singed his breast feathers. Mary saw this happening and blessed him for his courage, and when his feathers grew back again, they remained red in recognition of his great sacrifice. Well, Ange Hardy has just put out a little two-track EP with two lovely songs on it, The Quantock Carol and this one, which I really love, Mary's Robin.
Sing, little robin, for we long to hear you calling. It was a Christmas long ago you stood up tall and brave. We will remember your breast is red from embers. You stood before our Saviour, our newborn King did save. Sing, little robin, and shelter, the snow is falling. Sing, little robin, and call in the Christmas morning. Sing, little robin, and shelter, the snow is falling. Sing, little robin, and call in the Christmas morning. Sing, little robin, for we long to hear you calling. It was a Christmas long ago you stood up tall and brave. We will remember your breast is red from embers. You stood before our Saviour, our newborn King did save. Show your breast as red as a holly berry round, and proud so all will know. Show your breast as red as a holly berry round, and proud so all will know. Show your breast as red as a holly berry round, and proud so all will know. Sing, little robin, for we long to hear you calling. It was a Christmas long ago you stood up tall and brave. We will remember your breast is red from embers. You stood before our Saviour, our newborn King did save.
Well, you might think that that's a traditional carol because it's got all the markings of a traditional carol, simply written, beautiful repetition, and a great melody, but it was in fact written by Ange Hardy. One of two songs that she's written for a little EP CD that's just come out, The Quantock Carol and Mary's Robin. You can download them from Ange's own site, and you can get there via my website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. Joseph and Mary were homeless, in a way, if you think about it. And Ian Robb, the English-born folk singer living in Ottawa, Ontario, who sang with that great folk duo, The Finest Kind, he's still working, he's still singing, but Finest Kind are no longer touring, at least. Well, Ian Robb, as I said, sang with them, and he's also a fine songwriter. This is a song which you recognise echoes of traditional songs in it, but it's a new song called The Homeless Wassail.
Wassail, wassail all over the town. Our cup is white and our ale is brown. But huddled on this iron grate, we poor and hungry curse our fate. No wassail bowl for such as these, no turkey scraps, no ale nor cheese. This Christmas Eve our heart's desire is a bottle of gin and a trash can fire. Good Christian, mind us home you go, with dreams of holly and mistletoe. That the holly bears a dreadful thorn for those who wake to a frozen dawn. No wassail bowl for such as these, no turkey scraps, no ale nor cheese. This Christmas Eve our heart's desire is a bottle of gin and a trash can fire. Oh, where is is he, that holy child, once born of Mary, meek and mild. And with her peace, goodwill to men, now and forevermore, amen. No was ill ball for such as these, no turkey scraps, no ale nor cheese. This Christmas Eve our heart's desire is a bottle of gin and a trash can fire. Aglow in reginentiatrio, pray pause a while at pleasure's door and sup some sorrow with the poor. No wassail bowl for such as these, no turkey scraps, no ale nor cheese. This Christmas Eve our heart's desire is a bottle of gin and a trash can fire. Was ale all over the town. Our cup is white and our ale is brown. This cold and hunger, pain and care, sweet Jesus Christ, it's hard to bear.
Finest Kind, from their album Good Enough For Me, with a song written by Ian Rudd, Homeless Wassail. Brilliant use of traditional elements and, of course, words which are 150% pertinent today. And I'm not going to say any more than that. You all know what I'm talking about. Lightnin' Hopkins, one of the great blues men of all time, wrote a wonderful blues song called Santa Claus. And babies, I'm going to lay it right on you now.
Christmas time is coming now, baby. Tell me, though, Santa Claus gonna come to you. Whoa, you know Christmas time is coming now. Tell me, though, Santa Claus gonna come to you. You know I'm gonna send it myself, darling. I'm gonna bring you a present and do the things that you may want me to. City. Old Santa Claus had a bell in his hand. Yes, you know I went down in New York City. I saw Santa Claus. He was standing down with a bell ringing in his hand. Why, you know the poor children was running up, hollering, are you gonna come to me, Sandy? He said, little girl, please put something in old Sandy's hand. Whoa, ain't it happy to see these old people learning the young one. Yeah, just learning them exactly what to do.
sweet is so sweet to see these old people. Learning the young children just what to do. Mother said a many years ago, Santa Claus come to me. Now this year he gonna come to you. My little sister said, take your stocking now. Hang it up on the head of the bed. Talking to a friend, she said, take your stocking. And please hang it up on the head of the bed. He said, you know, we all God sent children. In the morning, old Santa Claus gonna see that we all is fair.
Yes, sir. Lightning Hopkins there laying some blues down on you, babes. From the album Blues for Christmas, Volume 3, 1927, 1962. The main man, Lightning Hopkins, don't give you Santa Claus. Oh, I always wanted to be a real blues man, but I failed the medical. When I was a kid, I, like many millions of others, would go door to door singing Christmas carols with a couple of mates. What we used to sing, we really did sing. We sang them all the way through, and I played the mouth organ, and my mate Eric played the tenor horn, and round we went from door to door, with threepenny bits and tanners being flung at us left, right and centre. Here's a lady called Mabel Race talking about the carol singing tradition she did when she was a girl, a young lady, in the Yorkshire Dales. It's from an album called A Yorkshire Christmas, and I'm going to follow that straight away with the Watersons from the same album with a beautiful song, Here We Come A-Wassailin'. But first of all, here's our Mabel.
Fortnight before Christmas, we were to go up to the church and practice all these carols that we were going to sing when we went outside. And we used to go all round Old Liverton, and all round Liverton Mines, and we would come back to the curate's house, and she had a hot rabbit pie at 3 o'clock in the morning, a lovely dinner for us when we got there. And there was at one, Old Liverton, he loved his drink, did old David Petch. He was a huge man, stout, everybody knew him. And he came to the door when we were Christmas singing. And he said, come on, all of you in, lads. Come on, lasses as well. So his wife was there. And we always had to go in. It was into the farm place, in the farm kitchen. And he'd have all this wine poured out ready, for him. And then when we were coming out, he brought his wife's gingerbread with him. And he said, now, lasses, he said, if you turn hungry, he said, you can never slice off this. All gingerbread again, not wrapped up or anything, just as he brought out of his wife's pantry. His wife said, well, we've got that for Christmas, my dear. Well, he said, it's Christmas now. Come on, he said. The cake that we brought home, wrapped up. But, however, we didn't waste it. We all used to eat it. And they all used to give very generous, and in those days it was 5 shillings. Well, that was a lot of money then. And I don't think that ever any farmer gave you less than 5 shillings.
Here we come a-wassailing among the leaves a-green. Here we come a-wandering so fairly to be seen. Now it's Christmas time, strangers travel far and near, and we wish you, send you a happy new year. Bud and blossom, bud and blossom, bud and bloom and bear, so we may have plenty of cider all next year. Hatfuls and in capfuls and in bushel bags and all, and the cider running out of every gutter hole. Down here in the muddy lane there sits an old red fox, starving and a-shivering and licking his old chops. Bring us out your table and spread it if you please, and give us hungry wassailers a bit of bread and cheese. I've got a little pet and it's made of leather skin, a little silver sisper, it said line it well within. Now it's Christmas time, strangers travel far and near, and we wish you, send you a happy new year.
Lovely stuff. The Watersons there with Here We Come A-Wassailin' from the album A Yorkshire Christmas. And before that, you heard Mabel Race talking about carol singing when she was a young lass in the Dales, and that's from the same album. Now, Phil Cunningham is not just a fantastic accordion player, he's also a great music producer, a great arranger, and he's got lots of good mates. In particular, Eddie Reader, Karen Matheson, John McCusker, Chris Drever, Ian Carr and Kevin Maguire have joined Phil to sing in his Christmas songbook. And here they are with the lead vocals of Eddie Reader and an absolutely cracking version of that beautiful hymn, In the Bleak Midwinter.
With a kiss. And if I were a wise man, I could play my part. Yet what can I give him? I'll give him my heart. Yet what can
words written by Christina Rossetti, and the music from Gustav Holst. Great arrangement there. Phil Cunningham, I forgot to say, is also a fantastic tune writer as well. A beautiful arrangement there, the lead vocals of Eddie Reader in the bleak midwinter. Great stuff. Now, I went to a Christmas concert in Otley in Yorkshire to see one of my favourite bands ever, Church Fitters, doing their Christmas show. It was one of the funniest and best Christmas shows I have ever seen, and I was chuckling and wriggling in my seat watching Chris playing the glass harp. If you don't know what a glass harp is basically just a collection of wine glasses filled with water. Apparently, Chris said you put a little bit of distilled water and some drops of alcohol in it, and you rub your fingers around the rim of the glasses, and it makes a very strange, ethereal sound. Well, the Church Fitters that night did a brilliant version of Silent Night, and here is another version recorded in Chris's kitchen in Brittany. He says, quote, with a brisk Breton breeze in the background. There's also a musical saw in this piece, and for my money, anything with a musical saw in it has got to be fantastic. Well, I bet you any money that had the dog and cat running out of the room, that did. Some wonderful high frequencies there. That was Silent Night from Churchfitters' new album, A Christmas Wassail. And if you get the remotest chance of seeing them live, they are absolutely immense. Any festival bookers listening to me, listen, if you don't book them, you are crazy. They are simply and absolutely wonderful. Now, Mike Herron of the Incredible String Band wrote a song called Chinese White, which appeared on their 1967 album, and I always get this wrong, The 5,000 Spirits or The Layers of the Onion. I sometimes call it The 5,000 Layers of the Onion, which is completely and absolutely wrong. Well, that song was sung as Magic Christmas Tree by Pilgrim's Way in 2011 on their Fellside album Shining Gently All Around, which was a download. And then this year, 2016, they put it out on their Fellside CD, Red Diesel. Lucy Wright on Jew's Harp vocals, Shruti and second fiddle, Tom Kitching on fiddle, mandolin and vocals, and Edwin or Eddie Besant on melodeon, guitar, bass and vocals. He also plays a mean horn too, which you might hear on this next piece. The Magic Christmas Tree, otherwise known as Chinese White, from Pilgrim's Way.
The bent twig of darkness grows the petals of the morning. It shows to them the birds singing just behind the dawning. Come dip into the cloud cream lapping. And I can't keep my hand on the plow because it's dying, but I will lay me down with my arms around the rainbow, and I will lay me down to dream. Oh, will your magic Christmas tree be shining gently? These figures, the sun is tugging at my shoulders, and every step I take, I feel my feet are getting older. I see the crystal dreams unfolding. I can't keep my eye on that book because it's smoldering. With my arms around the rainbow, and I will lay me down to dream. And will your magic Christmas tree be shining gently? Christmas tree be shining gently all around, all around. The bent twig of darkness grows the petals of the morning. It shows them the birds singing just behind the dawning. Come dip into the cloud cream lapping. Well, I can't keep my hand on the plow because it's dying, but I will lay me down with my arms around the rainbow.
Well, Magic Christmas Tree, otherwise known as Chinese White, and that comes from the album Red Diesel from Pilgrim's Way. Now, I got an email from Nick Wyke and Becky Driscoll, West Country folkies, a few days back, to say, quote, "We've been working on a new album setting some of the poetry of Edward Capon, the Victorian postman and poet from North Devon, to music. The album's going to be released in March, but we've got one song ready for Christmas, Christmas Bells. It's only available as a download at the moment. This is a really, really lovely song with both the words and the tune written by that, well, I didn't know anything about him, by that North Devon poet and postman. And I'm sure that when the album comes out, we'll all know a little bit more about Edward Capon. Meanwhile, this is a beautiful song called Christmas Bells.
Welcome, old holly-crowned Christmas again. Blithe as a child at play, keeping his holiday. Welcome him in from the snow peak and plain. Up with the holly bough, green from the winter's brow. Lock up your ledges and cares for a day. Out to the forest go, gather the mistletoe, old and young, rich and poor, up and away. Up with the holly bough, I am the laurel now, in with the yule log and brighten the hall. Quick, he is here again, come with his joyous train, laughter and music and friendship and mirth. Up with your holly boughs, high in each manor house, garnish the antlers that hang in the hall. Yes, and the neck of corn, with a gay wreath adorn, rich as the bloom on the cottage's wall. Tables are spread. Think of those wretched ones, poverty-stricken sons, weeping whilst children are asking for bread. Ring out ye merry bells, ring till your music swells out o'er the mountain, far on the main. Ring to those cheerless ones, catch up your merry tones, singing come Christmas again and again.
Well, I think that was proper lovely. That was Christmas Bells, Nick Wyke and Becky Driscoll from the album, which I think is going to be called Edward Capon, Victorian Postman and Poet from North Devon, but I'll let you know what the title is as soon as it comes out. Meantime, you can get that as a download by going to the website. That's Nick and Becky's own website, which you can find by going through ours, 3Ws, MikeHardingFolkShow.com. Just got time for a couple more tracks, and I do love daft stuff, particularly when it's clever. And I'm going to stick with the North Country for this next piece and for the piece after. because this is the Lancashire Hot Pots from their album Never Mind the Hot Pots with Christmas in Lancashire. And if you need a translation of this, then there is something called Berlingo, which I believe does translate things for you. Because some of you, particularly those of you listening in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, or in the wilds of Wagga Wagga, might find some of the Lancashire dialect just a little bit awkward.
Well, it's Christmas in Lancashire and snow is on the ground. Well, I'm not feeling festive because, well, my wireless network's gone down. I can't even listen to Cliff Richard or Slade because the battery in Thypod has seen better days. It's Christmas again, Digibox is up slout. I had 50 channels, but now I've got nout. No ITV4 or Price Drop TV. It's reruns of Sinbad and Queen's Speech for Thee. I can't even BitTorrent, Morecambe and Wise, cos me 8 meg broadband's bust, I'm cut down to size. No credit on mobile, so I can't send a text. This technology at Christmas, so it does get me vexed. To watch your flavour, I got some mince pies and left Santa a drink. But I couldn't make eggnog, cos blender's on blink. I got my friends round for Christmas, but then asked them to leave, cos I'm reformatting Thard Drive on Christmas Eve. It's Christmas again, Digibox is up spout. I had 50 channels, but now I've gotten out. No ITV4 or Price Drop TV. It's reruns of Sinbad and Queen's Speech for Thee. Well, I jumped in me car, got to visit the folk. Got sat-nav for Christmas, cause me sense of direction's a joke. I entered the dresses, the screen I did touch, but I got blooming lost, cos the woman spoke Dutch. It's Christmas again, Digibox is up spout. I had 50 channels, but now I've got out. No ITV4 or Price Drop TV. It's reruns of Sinbad and Queen's Speech for Thee. All the best for the Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Fruit Lancashire Hot Pots. Oh, it's come back on, Luke.
It's come back on, Luke. I love it. I love it to bits. The Lancashire Hot Pots there with Christmas in Lancashire. That's from their album Never Mind the Hot Pots. I'm going to finish with the Brighouse and Gastric Band. No, the Brighouse and Rastric Band from their Christmas album playing Ding Dong Merrily on High. I'm going to go out on that rather than playing the Sig tune because it's coming up to Christmas. Do have a lovely, peaceful and loving and caring Christmas. May you have joyful times with your family, with your friends, and I'll see you on Christmas Day for a post-Christmas dinner folky special. It's going to be the best tracks of 2016, as chosen by you, the people, for the people have spoken. Thanks for listening. Keep the faith, look after yourselves, and mind how you go. Ta-ra. Thank you.